Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Shin Mem Tes. We are in the beginning of page 404. Shin Mem Tes is Din Arba Amos Rishus Harabim. The halachos of carrying four Amos in Rishus Harabim. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Kol Odom Yeshlo Arba Amos Rishus Harabim Sheyochol Otaltol Behem. Every person has his four amos in Rishus HaRabim that he's allowed to carry. Umodid in lo ba'amos shalo. The way we measure the dalat amos is his amos. An amos from your elbow to the end of your middle finger. So a person's amos depends on the size of his guf. And each person has four amos depending on the measurement of his particular amos. The im amoso ketana. And if his amma is short, and we're going to see in the Mishabura, it doesn't mean that he's a short person. It means that he's a regular-sized person, but he has shorter arms, so his amma is smaller in comparison to his body, as we will see. So then, nostim lo arba amos beinonio shel kol adam. Then we give him the average size dalet amos. Shekol achas mehen shisha tfachim, which again, an average amma is six tfachim. V'ayin lekamon simin shin tzadivav. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Aleph, Kol Adam Yeshlo Dalat Amos. Hatam, the reason is, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Shavu Ish Tachtov. The Akavana, the intention of this Pasuk is, Yeshivas Kol Ish Biyom HaShabbos, the sitting of a person on the day of Shabbos, Yeh Keshir Tachtov, should be the shear that's under him, Dahainu Keshir Orech Kol Gufo. He has the measurement of his body, which he can walk on Shabbos. That's what we learn now from Shavu Ish Tachtov. V'shiaru Chazal, and Chazal measured this, Da'orech ha'odom shehu shir tachtov havei shalosh amos. The measurement of a regular person, the shir tachtov, would be three amos. V'od ama kedei lisha yodav raglav, another ama to put out his arms and feet. U'bishir ze yocho odom otaltol chafotzim mikan lakan. And therefore, that is the measurement of four amos that a person is allowed to carry on Shabbos. From the pasuk of Shavu Ish Tachtov, a person has three amos plus another ama for his arms and legs, so it's dalet amos. Sivkoton days, arba amos mitzumtzomos. Four amos, exactly. V'hainu sheyimdor osam v'tzimtzum. It means you should measure them exactly. Now the way an ama is mitzumtzum, it means the tfachim that consist of that ama are exacting. You can have a tefach that's a closed fist, one that's a little bit open, a little bit more loose, so it's a little bit wider. So we're talking about over here, the four amos that a person has is mitzumtzumos. The ayin b'sebeis, look what we'll see shortly in sebeis, the arba amos sha'amru hein v'alach sonan. When we say a person can walk four amos, it really means the diagonal of a 4x4 square. The diagonal, as we'll see, a 4x4 triangle, we'll see exactly what that is shortly. Now, if you look at note number 3, he points out, v'shir hevdel bein mitzumtzumos l'meruvachos. What is the difference in measurement between the mitzumtzum amma and the meruvach amma, the wider amma, which we're going to see later? So, kosav l'kamon shu chatzi etzba l'amma. It is a half of a finger for each amma. So that is a difference. Again, it's made up of a tefach, which is either a very tight fist or a little bit looser. It ends up being a half a finger difference between an amma mitzumtzum and an amma meruvach. Sivkoton gimel, the mechaber said that we measure the amma based on that person. The haynu ima ish hazehu aruch b'yosef. A person is very tall, moded in loha arba amos b'zroa shalo. His amma is measured with his arms, and therefore he has more area to walk. Average person will have an average four amos, but a larger, taller person, his am is longer, so he has more area to walk. A person who has amoso ktana, zokta mishabura, sivkatan dal, what's alone means to say, shegufo beinani. We're talking about a person who's an average size, kishar kolam, like everyone else. Uzroa shalo kitsara mishar b'nei adam, but his arm happens to be considerably smaller than the size of his body, so it's smaller than most people. Memelo v'im yimdedu arba amosa b'zroa shalo, they're going to measure the four amos with his arm, yuktsaro slafik tsara kufo. As we saw before, it's based on the size of a person's body, so we use his arm, but if this person has shorter arms than his body, he's going to lose out the area that he's supposed to have for his body. V'atorah amra shvuish tachtov, the Torah says shvuish tachtov, the arm is only a representation of the body, but if this person is a little bit deformed, then it's not. So therefore, alkei nosim lo arba amos beinonos shal kol adam. Therefore, we give this particular person the arba amos of a average person. Now the Shaar HaTzion does point out on Os Dalad, this is the Pirush of Rashi, the Mashmos is, the person was short, he was, let's say, a midget, even in his body, not only in his arms, but Didei Misharina, Hadal Ramos. Then we would measure based on his arms, Hadal Ramos, after Pchusim Mishar B'nei Adam, even though it's less than a regular person, because again, it's comparable to his body, so it would be a kiyum, a shuish tatlov. The case we're discussing over here in the Mechaber is where his arms are not in line with his body, therefore we don't go by his arms, we go by an average person's arms. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayikras HaKatan, hey, Simon Shin Sadi Vav, the Ramah said to look over there, Rotzalomer Desham Bagam Mavur, there the Ramah explains, Le'inan Yotzei Chutz LaTchum, like I'll be a person who went outside the Tchum on Shabbos, which is not allowed, he only then has an area of four amos he's allowed to walk, the Ha'arba Amos. Those four amos that a person has, if he left the tchum, is four amos, the wider ones. Achein bekan, however, over here, le'inyan total amos mishrabim. When it comes to carrying four amos in mishrabim, yesh lahachmir dafka mitzumtzamos kanabas of katan beis. So then, when it comes to your four amos in mishrabim, it's an exact mitzumtzum, the smaller size of four amos. However, when you walk outside the tchum and now you have four amos, that four amos is meruvach. It is the wider four amos. And now we get to Sebeis. We mentioned what we're discussing Sebeis in the very beginning of Chelak Dala, but now we'll see the Mechaber exactly what's going on. Arba Amos Sha'amru. We always talk about walking or carrying four amos in Rosh Hasharabim. Zok the Mechaber, it's not really four amos. Really, you have more than four amos. It's Arba Amos Sha'amru Hein Valach Sonan. It's a four amos with its diagonal, which again means the Pythagorean theorem, if you have a triangle, which is four amos by four amos, the diagonal is going to be 5 3/5 amo. That is the way it works. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. You can do the math afterwards, but a person has, instead of four amos, he really has 5 3/5 amo, because it's as if there is a square that's four amos in all directions, the diagonal will be a diagonal of the four amos, so that will be longer than four amos. That's what the Mechaber says. Shenimtza shehem chamesh amos ushlosha chamoshim. That is really 5 3/5 of an amo. So that is shita number one. That whenever we say 4 amos, you can carry a sarabim, it really means 5 3/5 amo. It means a diagonal of a 4 by 4 amo triangle. The Yesh Misha Omer, and there's another shita that says, Shebi Arba Amos Ar Chamesh Ushlosha Chamoshin Potter Avo Aser. The second shita says there are 3 dargas. Less than 4 amos to carry is mutter. Between 4 3/5 is Aser Durabanan, and then from 4 to 5 3/5 Aser Durabanan, from 5 3/5 more, that's going to be Echiv Chatos. So now let's see the Mishabura that's going to explain Sivkot and Vov. Hein valach sonan, the 4 amos is the 4 amos on the diagonal. Kolomar, the sheer 4 amos hu hein valach sonan. The measurement of 4 amos is the 4 amos on the diagonal. She'eno chayiv, you're not chayiv achatos. Ele im tiltel kishir she'ola halach son shel 4 amos. You're only chayiv achatos if you carry the diagonal of a 4 amo square. Velomi boya im tilta la'alachson ha'olam. Needless to say that if you are carrying on the diagonal of the world, if you set the world up with a north, south, east, west, so the way the world is set up, and you go on the diagonal direction of the world, needless to say over there, de'eno chay b'pachos mishir alachson shel 4 amos. There it's pashit. It's going to be 5 3/5 amos when you're going on the diagonal of the olam. Ela afilu im tilta b'ribua ha'olam. But even if you're going straight north, or a straight east, you're going in a straight line, klapei the world, whether it's mimizrach lemarav from east to west, or mitzafon ledomo from north to south, nami eino chay bepachos mikishir alachsom. The first sheet holds, no matter what way you go, it's always going to be dalramos with alachsom, which is really 5 3/5 amo. Sivkot and Zayin. With the second opinion, v'yesh mi sh'omer v'chein hiskimu ha'achronim, the achronim agree with the second opinion over here that we're going to discuss right now. And that opinion says, up to 4 amos, mutter. Between 4 amos and 5 3/5 amos, isa de rabbonon. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches, shebi 4 amos, that's the rabbonon, uba pachos mi 4 amos, gamu de'ezo mutter l'chadchila. Even according to the sheet, if it's less than 4 amos, it's mutter l'chadchila, v'kanal b'sib aleph. Sivkotan Tes. So between 4 5 3/5 amos, a person carries his potter avol oser. Zohi das Rambam. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, this is the opinion of the Rambam. Va'ayin bebir hagro shekosav. Look in the bir hagro who writes, the gam harambam moda, even the Rambam admits, the heicha sheberer lo arba amos letaltol behem, when a person chose the four amos in which he's going to carry, v'rotza letaltol ba'alachson shel arba amos, and he wants to carry on the diagonal of those four amos, so then even this opinion holds, mutter letaltol behem, af sheola ar chamesh amos u'shlosha chamoshim. If you chose the square that you're going to carry and on the diagonal, that was your intention, so then even the Rambam agrees, you can carry its mutter up until 5 3/5 amo. V'loka polaga deya harishona, this second opinion only argues on the first opinion, rak berotze letaltol b'mishor, a person who wants to carry in a straight line, not on a diagonal, v'lo ba'alachson, or he did not designate at first where his four amos is going to be exactly, so he's just some random carrying. Then the shita holds that the rabbanon aser to carry four amos. In those particular cases where you're going in a straight line of the square that you set up, or you didn't set up a square and you're carrying four amos anywhere, so then you only have up to four amos. After that, it's going to be aser midrabanan. 5 3/5 will be daraisa. V'dai you should know, demad de kaimalon, that which we hold, din heavier chayfetz b'shesarabim arba amos heim alasim chayiv, that which we hold, if you carry something on the diagonal of the four amos, you're going to be chayiv, tavka keshoya shir ze bein mekom akiras achayfetz lahanachosol. It has to be that you're going beyond that amount. You're going beyond 5 3/5 amah, meaning between where you started and where the item ends up being, there's a full area of 5 3/5, then you're chayav chatos. Dahainu sheinia chachefetz michutz lashir zeh. You place the item down beyond the 5 3/5 amah. Aval imhoyim mokom anochas chachefetz besoch shir zeh. But if you put the item down within the shear of 5 3/5 amo, va'afilu rak miktsaso shel achefes, even if only part of the item that you carried is within the 5 3/5 amo, that's going to be putter. That will be putter aval aser. Again, we're going according to this opinion that between 4 amos and 5 3/5 is aser derabbanan. That's putter aval aser. It has to be totally out of the 5 3/5 amo to be chayiv achatos. If it's even over a little bit towards the inside, it will only be patra v'loser. The harei lo hevir achefetz arba amos heim v'alasam b'shlemus, because you didn't carry the full four amos with the diagonal. Kein muchach me Rambam perek yudbeis halacha tes. That's very clear if you look in the Rambam. Perek yudbeis halacha yutes ayin sham. I want to read one note that's very interesting, and that is note number 2. It's going back to the first Mishnah Berurah. Sekatan Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah said, the last line, ubishir ze yochel odem latatel chafotzim mikan lakan. Up to the shear of four amos, however you measure the four amos, you're allowed to carry. It's mutter to carry. Yochel odem latatel, like the mechaber started off, kodem yeish l'arba, you have four amos that you're allowed to carry. So note number 2 is discussing an interesting shaila. We know that the halacha is that chatzi shir asa min haTorah. There's a certain amount that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, yechayv kares. But even less than that, it's not mutter to eat, you're just not chayv kares, it's still an issur daraisa, because chachi shir is asa min haTorah. But here the Mishnah Berurah is saying very clearly that within the four amos, yochel odom l'talta chafatzim, you're allowed to carry. So you're mutter. Why don't we say over here, chachi shir asa min haTorah? That's the question discussed in note number 2, 2 important answers. Umatzinu shnei ta'amim lama ein issur l'talta pochos midal ramos, midin chachi shir asa min haTorah. We find 2 explanations of why we don't say carrying less than 4 amos is still going to be an issur daraisa of chatzi shi'a semen ha-toira. You're not chayv chatos for sure until you carry the 4 amos, but why don't we say it's an issur daraisa to do chatzi, like we normally say, chatzi shi'a semen ha-toira. 2 pshatim, number 1, v'shalj and shuvas chavas yo'ir, kosov, sha'tora hitira lasos came beferish. Here the Torah is matir, the 4 amos. Kakosav shivu ish tachtov. It says a person should sit in the area underneath himself. Uba pasuk zelamedin, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, this pasuk teaches us, din iser havaras talad amos b'shesarabim. That tells us and gets us to the measurement of 4 amos that you can't carry b'shesarabim. Haresha mutu lataltel ad shir tachtov. Shvuish Tachtav means you're allowed to carry. The Pasuk saying explicit, you're allowed to carry in the area Tachtav, which Chazal tells us is 4 amos. You're allowed to carry in 4 amos. It's mefurish in the Pasuk that it's mutter. So you can't say over there, Chatzi Shi'a Semen HaTorah. The Torah is saying it's mutter. Shehu Dal Ramos. So that's pshat number one for the Chavos Yoyer. The pasuk that's telling me, the four amos, is telling me that's where you are allowed to carry. So you're not going to say in that case, chazi shiosim in the Torah, when the Torah explicitly is matir it. Pshat number two, the Prima Godim. He writes, Shebidin chatzi shir sha'asa min ha-Torah lo nesra el melacha gemura sha'asa chatzi shir mimena. When we say chatzi sha'asa min ha-Torah, so you did the complete melacha. You did the melacha, but you only did half the shir that's asr in that melacha that you did. Aval tiltul pachos midal amos, ein olav shem melacha klal. You carry two amos, that's not carrying. The melacha is to carry four amos. So if you're carrying two amos, you didn't do the melacha. Chazin shasim adorah, it's asr yidin yom kippur. It's asr midarais yidin yom kippur. So you're eating less than the chiyah, but you're doing the whole melacha of eating on yom kippur. So then we say chazin shasim adorah, but over here, the melacha is carrying four amos. If you carry two amos, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything. If you're chewing food and you don't swallow anything, so that's not chatzi shir, half the achila. No, half the achila means you ate half the amount. So here, you would have to carry half the amount for amos, but not carrying two amos. Therefore, says the Prima Godim in that case, ukein zakasa beis meir, the beis meir writes the same idea. So those are the two pshatim to answer this interesting question of why don't we say that carrying less than four amos is going to be asa midaraisa, we didn't chatzi shir asa midaraisa. The first pshat was, the Torah is explicitly maturing it by saying Shvuish Taltav is saying you're allowed to carry in that area. Pshat number two, the Prima Godim is saying the pshat is that's not Chatzi Shasim HaTorah. Chatzi Shasim HaTorah is when you're doing the whole Isser, but only on a Chatzi Shir. Here you're not doing the whole Isser. The whole Isser is carrying four Amos, carrying two Amos. You didn't do anything. That's not the Melacha. The Melacha is not carrying two Amos, and therefore there is no din of Chatzi Shasim HaTorah. Over here, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a Shir from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.